Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning. It is Sunday, February 22nd, 2026. I'm Shaw Gage on Sunday morning. Thanks so much for being here. Thanks for listening each and every week. Just so blessed to be able to come alongside each and every week, each person out there that's listening, and just encourage and lift up and just share what, you know, is on my heart and where I'm working on things, where the good Lord's working on me and things I need to get better at or things I can share with the group. And just going to be talking today, you know, something I've been reading about this week is just taking up my own cross. You know, in Matthew 16, it talks about that and how we're supposed to take up our cross and follow him. And what exactly does that mean? What is our cross and how do we do that? So going to unpack that some as we're talking about it on the show today and just see if we can't come up with some ways to be encouraged and to motivate ourselves and get a little bit better each and every day. Because isn't that the point? Who doesn't want to get better, right? And who doesn't want to expand the kingdom wherever they go? So kick back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, enjoy your morning, listening to the music and a little bit of commentary here. And we're going to be back in just a few minutes on Sunday morning. All right, back in with you. We're talking about taking up our cross, you know, and it's just, I'm going to read the passage here is Matthew 16, 24. It's just Jesus speaking, and it says, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me.'" Sounds pretty straightforward. Deny myself, you know, I think I know what that means, and taking up my cross, a little murky on that one, but then following him, it obviously is pretty clear on that one. But just kind of looking at that verse, it sounds like there's three steps there of what it really, to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, there's three things we got to do, and we're going to unpack each one of those this morning. But number one is you got to deny yourself. You know, and how hard is that to do each and every day? And what does that look like? You know, denying yourself is just to, quite honestly, quit being so stinking selfish. I think we're all selfish. I know I can be guilty of that. I want my own way. I've shared with people, I say, I believe 99.9% of sin or dysfunction or whatever it is you're not getting your own way. And it's a selfish attitude and it's a selfish spirit to live with. And we're born that way. So it's not like, hey, anybody's different or anybody's above it. But Christ tells us right there in Matthew 16, he said, if you want to be my disciple, the first thing you got to do is deny yourself. And so what does that look like? Well, it's not necessarily having to get your own way. Or, you know, going out of your way to serve somebody else. You may be tired, you may be worn out, you may be broke, you may be a lot of different things, depleted in a lot of different ways. But when you stop yourself and you think, what am I doing here? What's the purpose? I'm denying myself, so what? So that I can encourage others and serve others. And that's what it's all about. When you really want to be a disciple of his and you want to follow Christ, I mean, he's telling us right there in that first part, deny yourself. And y'all, it's tough because the world is counteractive to that, right? The marketing slogans, all the commercials, society, social media, everything today is telling me it's all about me. Don't worry about what anybody else thinks as far as hurting their feelings or being in their way. No, it's all about Shaw. It's all about being number one. And look, it's a slippery slope. You know, we got to, you know, it's nothing wrong with being proud of your accomplishments and all that, but it's another thing to be so prideful that you don't worry about anybody else and that you step on other people and that you hurt other people. And it's just not the right way to be. Christ came to serve us because he loves us. And that's what it's all about. So when I can serve others and put others before myself, y'all, that's where it really gets good because you're developing that attitude, that spirit of Jesus, right? And that selflessness and that, you know, at the end of the day, when you think about it, when you want your own way and you get it, right? Okay, we got what you wanted, but then you just want a little bit more. And then you just want a little bit more. And it's never enough. You know, it's kind of like if you chase money. Nothing wrong with having money. But if you're so obsessive with it that it's all you think about, it's all you want to do, man, it just, there's never enough, and you can never quench that thirst. You can never have enough money in the bank or whatever it may be. So I think just this week, something I've been thinking about is how can I be more selfless? How can I serve others? And how can I deny myself? It sounds kind of crazy, but, you know, I think we got to look for ways to do that because it makes us stronger, it makes us more disciplined, and it gives us the heart of Jesus, which if we claim to be Christians, isn't that what it's all about? I don't care who you voted for. I don't care the color of your skin. I don't care your sexual orientation. That's none of my business. That's between you and the good Lord. What I care about is just putting a smile on people's face and encouraging them and letting them know that Jesus loves them, because that's truth. And to me, that's the only truth that matters, is Jesus loves you. And wherever you are, if you can hear my voice right now, all he wants is a relationship with you. And he loves you so much that he gave his life. So if I don't know that I could give my life for anybody, but I know if I could sacrifice a little bit, I can give up a Friday night, or I can give up a weekend round of golf if it's to go serve somebody and do something for somebody else, or I can make that phone call at the end of a long day when I really don't have any energy left. Because you know what? Whoever's on the end of that other conversation, man, you may be just the person that they need to hear from, or the person that they need to talk to in their situation. So look for those opportunities and see where you can be more selfless, deny yourself, and see if you can't help somebody else and inspire them and pick them up along the way as well. And I'll guarantee you, you're going to be blessed from that. Going to be back here in just a few minutes. Take a break, listen to some music, and we'll be back here in just a few on Sunday morning. So y'all, back here on Sunday morning, just talking about this, you know, denying myself and selflessness. And we're going to get into the second part of what we're talking about the denying, you know, of taking up our cross and following him. And that's going to be good stuff. But following up on this selflessness, this attitude, y'all, this really started for me back in 2008. I worked at a company in Nashville, and there was a couple of guys that worked there. And one's name was Harold and one's name was Lloyd. And these guys they worked in the warehouse. And every week when I would go through there, I would be pulling orders, or they'd be pulling orders and help me load my truck and take orders to customers. And it seemed like every Friday or whatever day of the week it was, I would catch those guys at the same time in the warehouse. And we started this thing called the Word of the Week, or the Word of the Day. And I would give them Word of the Day every time I went in there. And sometimes it was funny. Sometimes it was, you know, clever or whatever. Sometimes it was serious. But I don't know, late 2008, I'm walking through the warehouse, and Harold looked at me and said, "What's the word for the day, Mr. Shaw?" And I looked at him and I said, "The word is selfless." And we all kind of looked at each other like, "What was that? Okay, that's a deep word." And so the next day I was back in there, and they said, and it changed every day, the word usually did, but the next day I was back in the warehouse, they looked at me and said, "What's the word for today?" And I said, "It's still selfless." And y'all, this went on for a week or two, and just it kept being the word. And I would just give them the word, whatever the Lord had laid on my heart that day, but it just kept being the word selfless. And I didn't realize that at the time. I thought, hey, I'm impacting these guys and myself. You know, we all need to be a little more selfless. But about 3 months later, I lost my job at that company. And yeah, what I realize now is God was preparing me for that job loss. And he was getting me still and getting me quiet to go, "It's not about you. It's not about you. It's about how you can impact the world for me." And that's by becoming selfless. So for the first time in my adult life, it was a scary feeling. You know, I'm married, I've got 3 young children, and all of a sudden I'm out of a job. But I knew that it wasn't about me. And, you know, the Lord just gave me that comfort before it even happened, you know, by preparing my heart and getting me to be more focused on being selfless as opposed to selfish. Because, you know, if I go into a job loss situation, look, it's an emotional thing. That's hard. And I get it. If people that have been through that, I don't wish that on anybody. But the natural tendency or reaction is, what am I going to do? Oh, my gosh, this has happened to me. And it's a bad thing. And we can take that attitude, but you know what? When you take the other attitude, okay, God, this stinks, right? I'll be honest. And I had a lot of candid conversations with the Lord, and I just bared my soul and my heart and my attitude. And I said, "Lord, this is tough and it stinks. And I don't know if I can do it, but I'm going to trust you because I know you've got a plan for me." And when you look at it that way and you go, it's not about me, it's about serving others. Man, the Lord can use you because he's breaking your heart down. He's softening your heart so that you can go have an impact and you can encourage other people in your community, in your tribe, in your world, whatever that is. And so don't ever look at a situation as, oh, this is bad news. Yeah, it's tough and it's going to be hard. But the good news is God's in control. And he's got a better plan for you. And y'all, you know, when I lost my job that day back in January of 2009, I thought, what am I going to do? But now I turn around and I look this many years later and I go, 17 years later, we're better off than we could have ever dreamed. And I got to go get a college degree, a teaching degree, and I got to spend 5 years teaching and coaching and going to work with my two younger sons each and every day. What a phenomenal experience. So as bad as that job loss was, I believe because I went into it with the right attitude of, God, it's okay, whatever it is. I told the guys when they let me go at the office that morning, I said, guys, don't worry about us. We're going to be fine, because I said, you know what? God has always provided, and he always will. And y'all, that's the truth. He did provide the whole time I was in school and the whole time I was teaching, and he never let us go without. And we were so blessed. It was a tough season in life, but we were so blessed to walk through that, and just the impact it had on our family and the impact God allowed me to have on so many students and families out there at GCA was just a phenomenal experience. But it starts with selflessness. If you're not selfless, if you've got an agenda and you're in for a selfish ambition, people are going to see through that. And more importantly, the Lord's going to see through that. Not saying he won't bless you, but make it genuine. Make it real, because you know what? It's that old saying, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And you can't fake caring about people. But you know what? When you care about people, it's genuine, and people want to be around that. So if you want to encourage people, if you want to build the kingdom, if you want to live a joy-filled life, not saying it's going to be easy, not saying it's going to be free, not saying it's going to be, you know, no drama, but just trust him and become a little more selfless and see what God does in your life. It's going to be amazing, because I know it works. It's true. And he'll blow your mind. So hang on to that. See what you think. Pray on it. And man, that's a fun thought, isn't it? It's a little scary, but man, he does love you and he wants what's best for you. And, you know, just keep on keeping on and trust him with everything you got. I'm Shaw Gage on Sunday Morning. We're going to be back here in just a few minutes. All right, the second part of we're talking about this morning is the take, you know, it says we must deny ourselves. I think we've covered that. Taking up our cross. What does that mean? How do you take up your cross? So I have to go dig a cross up as it's planted in the ground and drag it down the street. You know, years ago, there used to be a guy walking up and down Highway 280. And I think we saw this in Nashville when I lived there too. But in Birmingham area, there was a guy that walked all the time up and down 280, and he had a cross that was dragging the ground. And I may have had a wheel on the back or something, but he would walk up and down Highway 280. And I always think about that when I hear that phrase, you know, take up your cross. Because that guy, he did. He took up his cross, and he walked up and down the interstate. And, y'all, that's probably been 30 years ago the first time, probably longer than that if I had to guess, maybe 40. And, you know, it still has an impact on me and a memory that I have as a young man. So, you never know, but for the rest of us, if you can't go hauling a cross up and down the highway just to show people that you love Jesus, what does it mean to you and me each and every day? Take up your cross. I think it's just take up the plan that God has for you. Take up the situation, whatever it is, fair, not fair, good, bad, ugly, whatever the deal is. Embrace the opportunity that the Lord has given you. You know, we can sit around and say they're problems. But I had a friend years ago that said, they're not necessarily problems. You got to start looking at them as opportunities. And y'all, just that flipping the script and flipping that mindset. If I've got a bunch of problems, who wants to deal with that? But if I've got a bunch of opportunities, doesn't that sound better? So, you know, I think it's that, you know, it's not always fun. It's not always easy, but we have to take up our cross. And I was sharing in the last segment about losing my job back in 2009. And y'all, that was taking up my cross. That's the plan God had for me in that season of life. It was to go back to school. I hated school growing up, be quite frank with you. But when I lost my job, I knew the Lord was tugging at my heart to go back to school and be a teacher. Take up your cross, Shaw. Get this done. Go get a degree and then go teach and impact my kids. And y'all, that's what I did. And because the Lord was in it, I was able to get it all done in 3 years, and I made great grades, and I really enjoyed being in school. And I better because I was going back to be a teacher. But you know what I'm saying? So what is it? What's your cross? You know, it's not necessarily the job loss itself. It's not, you know, the next year when I, you know, started teaching school and getting the cancer diagnosis, as I've shared with many times on this show. It's not necessarily that. It's not my cross. I guess the cancer journey could be considered, but the way I see it is it's more, it's take up what God's given you and just embrace it and use it to glorify him. And I think, you know, that way, whatever comes at us, good, bad, or ugly, man, our reaction should be the same, and that's to glorify God and to be thankful and just to give him praise in all situations, because it's all his anyway. And I turn around and some people say, well, that's, you know, that's an easy answer and that's a Pollyanna answer, whatever. Yeah, okay, that's fine. But I'm telling you what has worked in my life. And I know when I've trusted him and I've gone, okay, God, this, I don't know that I phrased it this way, but I guess in a way kind of going, okay, God, this is the cross you've given me. I'm going to bear it. And I'm going to haul it up and down the road with me. And I'm going to let people in. I'm going to let them in on the journey, and I'm going to tell them about the good and the bad. And if one is impacted, one soul, one life is impacted through my story and what God's done in my life, but then it's all worth it. And, you know, when God's in it, y'all, you know, when you've experienced that, you know, you can't fake it, you can't replace it, and you can't make it up. But I think that's what it's all about when we're supposed to take up our cross. Just take it up. Just go, okay, I can't, you know, this is the hand I was dealt. It may not be the best, it may not be the worst, but I guarantee you, if you focus on it that way and look at it as, God, what are you doing here? What are you trying to teach me? Where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? I'll do it. And I think that's taking up your cross. And I know that there's times in life when I've been resistant to that, and there's been times in life when I've been obedient to that. And the times that I was resistant, most of the time that plan fell apart or it wasn't as good as it could have been. But when I just trusted the Lord and said, okay, God, I'm in. Where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? I remember praying that, getting on my knees and praying that a couple of days after I lost my job and saying, God kept going, yeah, you're supposed to go back to school. Are you sure? Yep. Are you sure that you're sure? Yep. Are you sure that you're sure that you're sure? Yep. And I finally relented and I said, okay, God, wherever you want me to go, whatever you want me to do, I'm in. And y'all, I'm not going to tell you it was super easy. I'm not going to tell you that we, you know, had everything we wanted financially and materialistically. We had some struggles as a family, but we just tried to stay focused on the Lord and what he was doing. And we did, and we made it through. And, you know, I look back and go, you know, that was, what, 17 years ago coming up on that all that happened. And I just could not have ever dreamed that 17 years later we would be sitting where we're sitting as a family. I'm sitting here sharing a story with you guys each and every week on this podcast, on this radio, and it's a phenomenal experience. But had I not trusted the Lord and said, okay, God, I'm in, and I tried to make my own way, there's no telling where I'd be right now. So take up your cross, trust the plan and the purpose that he has for your life, and just lean into him with everything you have, and it's going to make life so much easier. Hope that helps you. Hope that means something to you. But dwell on that. Think about that. Get outside and just meditate. Pray to the Lord and say, God, what are you trying to teach me here? What is this situation I'm in? And where can I grow? What's this opportunity all about? Think about that on this Sunday morning. So glad you're here. So glad you're listening. Hope your day is going great. I don't know what's going on in your life, but do me a favor right now. Just take a minute and smile. Just use that exercise muscle and smile, because you know what? It's so much more fun to be around people that smile than people that are frowning. God bless you. We'll be back here in just a few minutes on the other side on Sunday morning. Come on back in here on Sunday morning. I'm Shaw Gage. Third part of this is following him, you know, following Christ. We've talked about denying ourselves. We've talked about taking up our cross, and now we just got to follow him. Y'all, if we can do number one and two, if I can deny myself and quit being so stinking selfish, and I can take up my cross and just appreciate the season of life that God has me in, good, bad, or indifferent, then following him is just a natural byproduct of that, right? I think if we buy the first two, we'll get the third one free. Does that make sense? But yeah, if God starts working on our character and working on our hearts and our attitude, or our heartitude, as I like to say, you know, and I become selfless, man, I'm not going to have an agenda, right? I'm going to be there to serve other people, man. That's developing a heart after Christ. And then if I take up my cross and just go, okay, God, I'm in this moment. I don't know why, but I'm going to trust you. And I'm going to look for opportunities and ways that you're going to impact not only me, but my family, and my friends, and my tribe, my community, whoever, my neighbors, whoever it may be, my coworkers. Man, and we do those two things, you're going to be following him anyway. And it's just a natural fit. So that's encouraging out there. So wherever you are, whichever you're doing, you want to get better. You want to get closer to the Lord. You want to say, hey, I just don't feel like I'm having an impact out there. You know, we talk about impact each and every week. I try to share that because that's a big word for me and my family. Because I think you're impacting people each and every day. It's either positive or it's negative. But if you don't really know how to encourage people in a positive way, take this Matthew 16:24 passage to heart. And where Jesus tells his disciples, he says, whoever wants to be my disciple, plain and clear right there, you want to be my disciple, here's what you got to do. You got to deny yourself, you got to take up your cross, and you got to follow me. Man, that first step for me, y'all, is the hardest, denying myself. I want what I want. And I think we're all, again, born that way with that selfish desire in our hearts. But it's called growing up. It's maturing. It's becoming more disciplined. When you go, hey, I may really want that, but for the betterment of the situation, I'm good with, you know, let's just let somebody else have the glory, or let's let somebody else go first, or whatever it may be. But that's just, part of that's just growing up and becoming an adult, right? But I think the taking up the cross, you know, I've never really spent a lot of time thinking about that until really the last week or so, but just been focusing on that. And I feel like taking up the cross is the biggest part of it. Because you know what? It can be a health diagnosis. It can be a job situation. It can be a financial thing. It can be a relationship deal. It can be a lot of different things. But if we're dependent on the Lord and we go, God, whatever you're doing, I'm taking up my cross in this situation. I'm accepting where you have me, and I'm accepting your plan for my life. And I think when we do that, man, he blesses it because you're doing it the way he has the perfect plan for your life. If Shaw makes the plan for Shaw, yeah, it's okay. It's going to have some good parts and some bad parts, but it's going to be mediocre at best, comparatively speaking. But when I trust the Lord and I go, hey, God's trying to teach me something here, so I'm just going to step back, sit still for a minute, get quiet, and see what he's doing. Y'all, that's the way it worked with this, coming in here to do this show each and every week. I had no idea. I had no intention of ever being on the radio in my life. And just because I got quiet and said, God, what are you trying to teach me here? Where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? And Montez out there, my customer, DeShazo Crane in Bessemer, Alabama, told me, he said, man, you need to start a podcast. And I just started praying about it. And now here we are a year and almost a half later, and we've been going strong for a year. But it's because I listened. I wasn't selfish. I wasn't going, ah, Montez doesn't know what he's talking about. Man, maybe Montez knows something. And I just started praying, God, where do you have me? What do you want me to do? I didn't say it this way, like, what's my cross? But like, what am I supposed to do with this, God? That's all I said. And I just kept, and he told me to get quiet. And I just stayed quiet, and I kept praying. I stayed quiet, and I kept praying. And over about a month, month and a half, 2 month period, y'all, this thing came together, and here we are. And I hope you're enjoying it. I am, and I'm certainly, it's been a blast to come on here each and every week and just lay on you guys, lay what God's laid on my heart. And have countless guests in here to interview friends, family, coworkers, and just, man, doing life together. Because what are we doing? You know, if we're out there and we're denying ourselves and we're taking up our cross and we're following Jesus, okay, now what are we doing? Y'all, we're growing the kingdom. We're impacting one another. We're coming along people in life. Look, everybody's worn out. Everybody's tired. Everybody's got struggles, highs and lows, whatever you want to call it. So if we can just come along alongside each other and just build each other up and go, hey, man, whatever you're going through, it's going to be all right. I got you. I've had countless people do that for me in life, and it's always good. And it always comes at just the right time, it seems like that. So why can't we do that for others? If you have this, if you deny yourself and you take up your cross and you follow Jesus, you're going to be in a great spot. You're going to be aware of those situations where you can help other people, where you can encourage other people, and you can have that eternal impact on so many people. I want you to remember this as we go to the break. Jesus loves you. Keep smiling and keep on keeping on, because at the end of the day, he has a plan for your life, and he's not going to let you go without. I want you to remember that. I'll be back here on the other side on Sunday morning. We're back on Sunday morning. Shaw Gage hanging out with you this morning, just having fun talking and just enjoying some conversation on how we can all get better. Talking about selflessness this morning and just how we can take up our cross, deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow him. Because, you know, when we do that, we are going to be making an impact. But got some exciting news. We've been talking about this for a couple of weeks, trying to figure out a way to make this more interactive. But we've actually set up an email address for the show. And so I'm going to give you that this morning. It's sundaymorning@radioalabama.net. Again, sundaymorning@radioalabama.net. And I'd love to hear from you. you got some prayer requests, you got a story, you got something the guy's been working on you, or just something you want me to talk about, I'd love to hear from you. We're throwing that out this week. And if you got a question, if you got a concern, you got a prayer request or a praise or anything in between, shoot us a note. Let us know what's going on out there. Love to hear from you. And then kind of the idea is, you know, we can kind of make that interactive. Well, so-and-so in Birmingham has this question, and then we can dig a little bit deeper and hear a little bit more about what people are going through out there. You know, I have conversations with people each and every week. A lot of people I know, friends, family, coworkers, customers, they know what we're doing here each and every week. And a lot of you guys, thank you so much for listening. And love to give a shout out. I know my furthest listener away is in out in West Texas, my Aunt Carolyn and Uncle Joe. Thank y'all for listening each and every week. And I'm just so humbled by that. But I thought, hey, how cool would it be able to be able to hear from different people? And I have those conversations one-on-one off the air with people as they go, hey, I listened last week and it was really good, or I enjoyed this guest being on, or that was an interesting thought when you brought this up. And again, I'm nobody special. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a politician. I'm not anything. I'm just a guy trying to do life and trying to encourage other people. And this is simply what the Lord's laid on my heart each and every week. And if you're inspired by that or encouraged by it, come on back again next week and we'll try it again. And it's kind of a simple formula, but that's what we're doing. And it seems to be something you guys are enjoying. So get a hold of us. Shoot us a note at Sunday morning at radioalabama.net. And let's get this conversation started, you know, and let's take this thing to another level and see where it goes. And, you know, it could be kind of fun. So hope you'll take advantage of that. And, but more importantly, Matthew 16:24, read that verse, spend some time outside today, you know, getting quiet or inside if it's too cold or rain or whatever may be happening, but just listen to the Lord and see what he's doing. But meditate on that verse, Matthew 16:24, and see where the Lord takes you in that. Okay? Hey, check this out. We'll be back here in a few minutes and wrap it up here on Sunday morning. All right, Shaw Gage back with you on Sunday morning. As we wrap up this last segment, just kind of recapping, you know, what we, again, appreciate each and every person that's been listening today, and just hope you've gotten something out of it. Hope it's been an encouragement. Hope you've been inspired some way, shape, or form, and hope we'll all get just a little bit better from this. But just focus on that this week. Go somewhere, get quiet, and just get still and pray and just say, God, where are we going with this? What do you want me to do? And, you know, it's not always easy, because he doesn't answer that prayer typically right away. Sometimes we do have to wait. It may be a day, a month, a year, or 10 years. But you know, if you're patient and you just dig in and you just trust him, he will answer you. And he will have your best interest at heart. I promise you that. And so what is it that we're doing out there? What's our purpose? What's our role in life? Why are we here? I hear that a lot of people go, why are we here? You know, what's the point? You know, that's a good one. I used to say that a lot when I was young. And I just think, y'all, I think to me, the point is just to encourage one another and to build the kingdom. Because you know what? If somebody hadn't reached out to me years ago and encouraged me, I wouldn't be sitting here today encouraging you. And so it multiplies. Right? And you pay it forward, and you just keep paying it forward. And as the older generation begins to pass it down to the younger generation, and then the younger generation gets older, and they become the, and then they start, and it just keeps domino, and you just keep passing it down and trying to encourage one another. But I think that's what it's all about. And I think this verse this morning, Matthew 16:24, sums it up the best. If we want to live a Christian life, if we want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, that's all we got to do. There's three things. It says, deny yourself. Quit being so stinking selfish. That's what I'm going to call it. Take up your cross, and that's just to appreciate the season that you're in. It may not be the one you picked. It may not be fun. You may be having a blast. But stay level-headed. Stay level-hearted and all that, and don't get too high, don't get too low. But just enjoy and appreciate the season that God's got you in, because whether it's good or whether it's bad, it's not going to last forever. And so I think it's important that we learn to trust him in all situations, the good times and the bad times. You know, it's easy for me in the bad times to trust the Lord. I need help. I need a lifeline. But man, when things are going good, look out. Because that's when that pride and that selfishness will rear its ugly head and go, hey, I think I've got, and you all of a sudden you become a little conceited, a little arrogant, and man, the Lord will knock that back down out of you. So don't let it get to that. Just be humble. Just serve other people. Deny yourself, appreciate the season you're in, And if you do those two, man, you're going to be following him anyway. So just follow him. And again, not that your problems are going to go away, not that they're going to disappear. But you know what? You're going to have him in the battle with you. And with him in the battle with you, what else do you need? I mean, we look back through world history, and when God's had his hand on somebody, they've been protected. And when God didn't have his hand on somebody, they were slaughtered or they were not protected. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about reading through Old Testament. I've been in Second Chronicles here lately and just kind of reading through some of that and these kings, and there's so many kings and names, but it just never fails. God's got his hand on this one because he honored the Lord. Or God wiped this king out because he was horrible. He built statues and burned incense to these statues and sacrificed and all that. So again, without getting too deep into that, just trust him. Just give him what you got and say, God, it's yours anyway. I'm going to trust you with this situation. And I'm going to sit back and watch what you're trying to teach me. And when you take that approach, I'm telling you, it just seems to work. Now, look, I'm not perfect. I don't do it this way all the time. I probably don't do it this way half the time, if I'm being honest. But when I do it right, it's, man, it's a difference maker. And God blesses it in ways that I have never could have imagined. I'll just tell you that. So anyway, try that this week. Take up your cross. Be a little more selfless and a little less selfish, and see what happens. And I think you're going to have a huge, huge impact on your world, not only today, but tomorrow and as we go throughout the rest of your life, hopefully. Again, just recapping, we'll be back again next week, but just talked about it in the last segment. Send us your email request, your stories, your prayer request, whatever it may be. We've got a new email address. It's sundaymorning@radioalabama.net. We'd love to hear from you. Just kind of get the pulse of the listener out there, if you will, and find out what's going on. You know, what's your season of life? What's your cross that you're having to bear at this moment? And just, you know, love to hear from you. But again, that's sundaymorning@radioalabama.net. Shoot us a note, shoot us an email, tell us how we're doing or what you'd like to hear better or any of that kind of fun stuff. Hey, love you guys. Hope you have a great rest of your week. And just remember this, at the end of the day, the most important thing is Jesus loves you. Keep on smiling, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 1065, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.